seen, are you seeing it move this morning? Will you lift up your voice to say, Father, thank you, the mountains are moving already.
Where God? Nke ga-eme m ka m bụrụ ngosi nye agbụrụ dị ọtụtụ. Ekele dịrị gị, Jesus. Amen.
I thank Jesus, the owner of the church, who kept me alive this day.
Ana m ahụta ya
dịka. Brought me on top of this altar to share a word this morning.
Ana m ahụta ya dịka ohere ọma na Chineke nke dore m ndụ taa. Kpọta m n'ebe nchụaja ka m wetara unu okwu ndụ taa.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I also thank our daddy in the house. His presence is here. Just like the presence of the holy apostles are here.
Dika iru ndi mozi ndi karaka no yeba.
His presence is here.
Iru nso ya no kwa yeba.
And he has sent me to stand here, and I'm standing because he has done so.
I
say, may his ministry continue to blossom in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're still in the month of my dependable helper is here. And the topic we have been looking at every Sunday is engaging the help of the Holy Spirit towards fulfillment of destiny. And this is part 3. Part 3B. Part 3A was powerful. The foundation already has been laid. I'm standing on the laid foundation. And I'm building forward. That message is available. It was sumptuously dished out by our assistant resident pastor. You can't afford to miss it. If I were you, you begin to subscribe for it. Use it and understand what I'm going to say. And the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Our focus scripture for this topic is Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1-6. Studio, please play that scripture from verse 1. So the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Studio, please play that scripture for me. Zechariah chapter 4, from verse 1-6. And he said, the angel that talked with me came again and woke me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. Number 2. And said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold with a bow upon the top of it, and his 7 lamps thereon, and the 7 pipes to the 7 lamps which are upon the top thereof. Number 3. And 2 olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. Number four. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he said and spake unto me, he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto you. See, looking at me this morning, that is not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah.
Mozi ahụ nke na-agwa m okwu wee bịaghachi kpote m dịka onye a na-akpote n'ụra wee sị m gịnị ka ị na-ahụ wee sị ana m ahụ ọlaedo ihe mara mma nke ukwuu etu a ka ị ga-ahụta n'ụtụtụ a n'aha Jesus.
Amen. Praise Master Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It is not by might.
Ọ bụghị site n'iji uchu.
Might is synonymous to strength.
Uchu bụ mmadụ iji ike gbasi ike.
Synonymous to force.
Ọ dị ka ihe mmadụ na-eji ike.
Synonymous to power. It resembles valor. It is substance. It is wealth. Its basic meaning is force. Especially military strength. It may refer to power. Power to accumulate goods. That is as in wealth in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 17. That place says, then say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. That word might is like army. Translated to the word army. In Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 4. But in this present time, in the reference now, what is God saying? God is informing us that tax,
okay,
hallelujah, will not be accomplished through the force of any army. It cannot be accomplished with the muscular power of any man. It has nothing to do with your physical stamina. The stamina of a workman. Rather, it will be through the empowering of the Spirit. You shall be empowered. In fact, I believe that you have been empowered since this month began. And the empowerment must build up today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In verse 6 of that chapter that we read, God was speaking to the governor called Zerubbabel. Because Zerubbabel was ultimately responsible for rebuilding of the temple. But he was forbidden to trust in any resources. The resources of a man. He was forbidden. So today, God's holy temple, the church, must be built and sustained. Not by wealth. Not by the numerical power of the church. Not by virtue. Nor by sheer strength. The Bible says, but by my Spirit. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost himself. All we need to do is to connect. We need to connect to the source so as to get the resources. We don't help Eshaddai. If you help Eshaddai, you shall die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you help Eshaddai, you shall die. So far as it is his will, the bill is his. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together unto Jesus. It is important to be reminded that the Holy Spirit is not only dependable, but always available. John chapter 14, verse 16. He abides in us forever. Our ARP told us in the first service, we need to activate him. We need to engage him. He dwells in you. He is resident in you. All you need is to engage him.
Hallelujah.
And as we do so, he will begin to help us to fulfill destiny. And know your destiny shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ. But how does the Holy Spirit help believers fulfill destiny? Number one, the Holy Spirit empowers believers with supernatural intelligence. I call it SI. SI.
SI.
SI. Praise Master Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm calling it SI because we have AI. They call it artificial intelligence. That is what every one of us is struggling to get. In my university, it is not a department. If you want to read, just apply. We have somebody that will give you the admission. You will pay tuition fee. And you will get artificial intelligence. I was looking at artificial intelligence. And as the ARP was speaking, he mentioned natural intelligence. Why we are saying that natural intelligence is having limitations? People are going for artificial intelligence. Living supernatural intelligence. The one that is offered free of charge by the Holy Ghost. You won't pay any tuition fee. You will not get to any jam school to write jam. You will not need any person to search to enter that school. Supernatural intelligence. It supersedes artificial intelligence. It is more than natural intelligence. Yes, we don't rush to it. We are rushing to artificial intelligence. I checked and I looked in the dictionary. And I discovered that artificial means man-made. It didn't end there. The second meaning is false, misleading. That's the meaning of artificial. I like the way he called it.
Adiboroja.
Praise the Lord. And the third meaning is unnatural. That means people are leaving the natural and going to Adiboroja. But that will not help solve any problem. I'm privileged to teach mathematics in a very large class. We set MCQ to make it easy to mark. When you give it to the students, they use their phone. They use artificial intelligence. They look for the answer. They will shade the answer. When we mark, they will fail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What has happened? We also went to artificial intelligence. And we saw the answer they gave. And then we gave a related answer to the answer that is in artificial intelligence. The one that looks like it exactly. The one that it's the answer. But it is not the AI answer. It only takes the man with S-A-S-I. Supernatural intelligence to understand what we are doing. You know the reason? Because I have the mind of Christ. And every student that has the mind of Christ will quickly pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I ask you right now, between AI and SI, which one do you subscribe to? But how we say you don't go to school to get SI? Which school do you go to get SI? Well, the only fee you must pay is to be born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when you are born again, your mind is changed. You now have the mind of Christ. That mind that can do everything. I like the way it was described in the first service.
He
said the mind is innovative.
The
mind is creative. The mind can do anything but time. The mind of Christ, that is what we have. That's mind that can do anything per time. That is the mind of Christ. The mind that created everything. In the book of John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3.
The
Bible says the mind was there. And the mind created everything. That mind in verse 14 of that scripture. It turned to flesh. And the mind came and dwell amongst us. And when the mind was about to go, he replaced his presence with another mind. That mind is our dependable helper today. And it is the one that's giving us the spiritual supernatural intelligence. That mind is the power and wisdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I like the way Colossians chapter 2 put it.
He
said he is the head of principalities and powers. As much as we have natural intelligence, I know we also have devilish intelligence. When you go to pick it, they will wait for you. In the end, you will give them back double. That is not your portion. That is not my portion. Your portion is supernatural intelligence.
And
I see you getting it this morning in the name of Jesus. I see you switching from natural to supernatural. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Divine wisdom is highly innovative and is creative. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 12. I wisdom dwells with prudence and find out knowledge of witty invention. Wisdom is highly creative. That is what supernatural intelligence gives us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 2. He said the whole world is established by wisdom. By wisdom. It is the inspiration of the Spirit that stirs supernatural intelligence in the life of the believer. Job chapter 32, verse 7 and 8. You discover that wisdom does not come by gray hair. In the school of law, they told me that whatever they put on their hair, that white, it means wisdom. They may be true in their, it could be true in their own language. But when we are talking about what we are talking about today, knowledge does not come by gray hair. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty. That is what gives it knowledge. That spirit is in you. That spirit is in you. Stirred by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And you are acquiring supernatural intelligence.
With
infection. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't know the school that Joseph went.
He's
an example of a man with supernatural intelligence. In Genesis 41, if you like, you read through. It's a long sermon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in the end, 38
and to 44,
you discover the type of wisdom that Joseph had for food preservation.
Hallelujah.
It is not read in any school.
I mean, the
type of knowledge he had. I was privileged to be in Senate when I was in Muayu. And then somebody was clapped for acquiring a degree in food preservation. Immediately they were clapping for him. Joseph came to my mind. What school did he go to? But he had food preservation knowledge. And I believe you, that guy that they awarded that degree may have passed all the requirements, but he may not know nothing. I'm telling the truth. Talking about food preservation. Joseph never used chemical.
Joseph,
I don't know how he did it. But for extra 7 years, food was enough in the land of Egypt by the supernatural intelligence of one man. He was able to preserve food and make sure that the whole world was fed. Supernatural intelligence. May the Lord give us such intelligence. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Daniel was mentioned in the first service. The king woke up one early morning.
Said,
I'm looking for children that are scientists. If you check your Bible, you will see it. Chapter 1, between verse 6 and 8. I'm looking for people that are knowledgeable in science. Not sign and wonder, science. And then they gathered the children. They came together. Some people tuned into supernatural intelligence. At the end of the day, they were given intelligence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, let's read that scripture. Because I'm trying to tell us that supernatural intelligence is not acquired as we were told in the first service. It is given. The Bible says, and the Lord gave the children intelligence. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. Are you there?
Daniel
chapter 1, verse 17. As for those four children, God gave them. Who gave them? Who gave them?
Onye nyere ha?
It is not the certificate they give. Say, after you have been found worthy in character and learning.
That's not that time.
This one is from above. They didn't go to any school.
But
they were better than the students in schools.
They had
school of astrology.
They
had school of magic.
They
had school of wisdom. There were wise people there.
In
their own category. That these people subscribe straight to the supernatural school of intelligence, and the vice chancellor gave to them. Who is the vice chancellor? Who is the vice chancellor? The institutor of the institution called supernatural intelligence. That is the Lord we are calling. I say you're getting it. As you subscribe to him this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. People will come back and they will say, where then have this wisdom? Because you are here this morning. As you return, you will manifest wisdom. And their question will be, when did this man get this wisdom? You will do mighty works. You will do mighty works. And they will say, where did you get the mighty work? You will smile because you know the source. Remember, when you connect to the source, you will quickly get the resources. Remember, I told us, if you help the Asia die, what will happen to you? Hallelujah. You help the Asia die, you shall die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we continue in this service, the Holy Spirit is the oil of joy.
I'm
rejoicing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a number two way of getting artificial intelligence by joy and rejoicing. By joy and rejoicing. Proverbs chapter 17:22. It says, a merry heart doeth good. Like mercy.
It
says, but a broken spirit dryeth the bones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 18:4. Proverbs chapter 18:4. He said, the words of man's mouth are as deep waters. And the wellspring of wisdom as flowing brooks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wisdom comes from joy and rejoicing. If you can recall, in our month of healing, I told us something, that healing does not come by the medicine that we drink. I told us that it only activates a hormone that is called endorphin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But look at this intelligent subscription. He said, a merry heart doeth good like mercy. What does that mean? We don't need mercy. We have something that can activate the endorphin in us. All we need to do is to enter into that spirit of joy and rejoicing. By going straight to our helper.
Yeah, we got
our dependable helper, the Holy Spirit. When you get him, he's the oil of joy. Oil of joy and rejoicing. When you enter into joy and rejoicing, your body begins to activate that hormone and you begin to get healed. And so shall it happen to every one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to practice it. It works. For example, you have a blocked nose. Don't worry. Just get up. Begin to joy and rejoice. Sing in the Holy Ghost. Dance in the Holy Ghost. Dance as though you are exercising your body. 5 minutes. 10 minutes. Your nostril will open. It has happened to me. That's what I'm telling you. It is doable. From the beginning, you will not want to do it. Your body will be too heavy to do it. It is the Satan telling you not to do it. Because he knows there is healing and joy and rejoicing. Exercise that.
Because
and you will get
it
in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What more? The joy of the Lord is our fountain of strength.
Nehemiah
chapter 8 verse 18. Joy and rejoices enhances joy and rejoices enhance access to revelation. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3.
I
see you with access to revelation. As the oil comes upon you today. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
I see you with access of revelation. As the oil of joy comes upon you today. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Joy and rejoicing was the lifestyle of Jesus Christ. He was always rejoicing. Even at when he was ticked, he was also rejoicing. That is the pattern to make it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
It was the way of life of Paul the Apostle.
Paul Apostle.
Paul will always tell us, rejoice. And again I say, rejoice. And again I say, there was a time in the book of Philippians chapter 1, from verse 15 to 18, Paul had to rejoice. The matter facing him didn't call for rejoicing. He found out that people were preaching the gospel with annoyance. And then he discovered that some were preaching the gospel with joy. He looked at the people that were preaching with pretense. Instead of him to get annoyed, he rejoiced. You know his summary. He said, the interesting is that the gospel is preached.
Yes,
whether they are preaching by pretense or they are preaching it correctly. But the LCM is that the gospel is preached. And therefore, I will rejoice. You see what rejoicing can bring to you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We were told in the first service, some people, they don't even, next year has not come. They have started thinking of the school fees of next year. Some people are already thinking of Christmas clothes to wear. If you remove the remainder of this month, we still have 61 days for this year to end.
And
God created the entire world in 6 days. He has the ability to deal with your problem in 1 second. And you are worrying for the rest of the year already. Just for Christmas clothes. For Christmas clothes. Can you tell me the clothes I wore in service last Sunday? You won't remember. You won't remember. If I repeat it every day, you may not remember. Because it will be shining and neat. I need not worry. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I need not worry. Say, be mindful of nothing. But in everything. In everything. Okay, in something. In few things. Okay, in everything. We should do what? We should do what? We should do.
I'm making.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should give thanks. We should rejoice. Keep on rejoicing. Multiplication comes as you are rejoicing. Hallelujah. Jesus took the bread of those that small boy.
Jesus,
he said, Father, I thank you. Immediately, all the heavenly chauffeurs, heavenly. Yes, they were sent forth. And then the food started to multiply. It started to multiply. In the hands of the disciples. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in the end, it's very interesting. The small boy that came with a meal for himself. They escorted him with 12 baskets full. Or what do you think?
Overflow.
It was the boy who brought the food that they escorted with 12 full baskets. And the family never lacked any longer by joy and rejoicing. As you rejoice this morning, the oil of joy will come upon you. And you will never know sorrow any longer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. Said the kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking, but in righteousness, in peace, and in joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. That is what the kingdom of God is all about. It's not eating and drinking. That is what we call enjoyment. But I like that song that they sang in those days. Mineri shasha.
Mineri shasha.
Minango
toto.
Remember, that is not where it is. That is not where it ends. It ends in joy and rejoicing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I saw a place in the book of Psalms chapter 85. I think verse 10. He said, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. And their union always results in joy. Is that not true? The union of righteousness and peace. The product is joy. And then Bible quickly confirmed it. That the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. As you rejoice, this morning, you will never miss it in life again. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
I like that boy they called David. When he was a boy.
David,
at 17, he said, I'm going to fight a man that I've been fighting since he was a boy. They put him a clothes. A clothes of heaviness. That's what they put on top of him.
Yes.
As some of us are wearing those clothes of heaviness. I want you to quickly react the way David reacted. When he wore the clothes of heaviness, he quickly screamed, I have not tested this one before. I don't know this type of clothes. The one I've been wearing is the clothes of joy and rejoicing. Please remove this clothes of heaviness. That is what the Bible calls in Isaiah 61 verse 3, the the what spirit of what heaviness.
But
when the oil of joy comes upon you this morning, the spirit of heaviness will be removed in the name of Jesus Christ.
And
that of joy shall enter you. Just like David conquered
Goliath,
you will discover that there is no Goliath that will stand on your way.
No
Goliath will stand on your way any longer.
In the
name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Quickly. Today also is an our anointing service. And we quickly look at it. We have already seen it. That the Holy Ghost is the anointing himself. The holy anointing is a mystery. It is applicable to all generations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have also seen the ingredients in anointing. You can subscribe to the teaching of August
for you
to see what is in the holy anointing. You can also go back to the first service and you will see what is in the holy anointing.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But there is something that the anointing will do for you. That is what we want to quickly highlight this morning. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, we read from verse 1 to 12. And then we will see what the Holy anointing will do upon you. Remember, when the oil comes upon you, what is coming upon you? What are you going to receive when you have the holy anointing oil? The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
David was anointed by oil, but the Spirit of God entered him.
That
will be our portion this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. And as the Spirit enters us, every servitude, every servitude,
it
will be terminated and we will be enthroned in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
The anointing will come upon you today. It will change your name as a captive. And it will turn you to a captain. In the name of Jesus Christ. It will remove you from bondage. And you shall be free. Your testimony will be like this. Once I was a local wanderer. But right now, I'm a global wanderer. Whereas I was a local wanderer. But by the anointing upon your head this morning, you shall become a global wonder. In the name of Jesus.
Nah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The anointing shall facilitate your flourishing in life. It does have nothing to do with old age. You shall still be fruitful in old age because the anointing is resident in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will help you fulfill test. It will help you fulfill prophecies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like they shouted, is Saul also a prophet?
They will see
you as you are going home. And they will mention something that looks like that. Because it's traceable by the anointing you have taken this morning. It will come upon you and your life will change. You will no longer be a servant. You will now be a king. You will no longer be a man that they are looking, that everybody is crying, where is he? You will be a man that they are looking up to. Nobody will look at you with the angle of depression. They will be looking at you with the angle of elevation. So shall it be this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
It will turn your life. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Remember, this is our supernatural turnaround service.
The
anointing will turn you around. It will turn you around. It will turn you around. Until your turn will come today. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Rise to your feet. Lift up your voice.
Father,
we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm receiving the anointing. I know my story is changing. I am not going home a captive. I'm returning a captive. I am not going home a sheep. I'm coming back home as a lion. They shall see me and they will run away. Because the power upon me is too much. Are you praying for yourself? Father, we give you glory. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. There's no way you will receive this anointing if you are not born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the school fees you pay to register in the school of supernatural intelligence. So if you have not perfected your relationship with
Jesus Christ,
it is difficult to walk in supernatural intelligence. You will be manipulated by artificial intelligence. We will manipulate you with artificial intelligence. Natural intelligence will fail you. So, if you know you don't have any relationship, please put your hands on your chest and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I need relationship with you. I may have been in a relationship with the evil one, but the gate of righteousness has opened for me this morning. I am exiting from the kingdom of hell. I am landing in your kingdom this morning. Take me, Lord, as your son, as your daughter, O Lord God, and I will receive you as my personal Savior in the name of Jesus Christ. I know you prayed that prayer. Please begin to rush to the altar this morning. Rush to the altar this morning. Begin to come. I know you prayed that prayer. Rush out this morning. They are coming. Please don't stop clapping. They are coming. Come and meet with Jesus. Come and meet with Jesus this morning. Hallelujah.